This episode is sponsored by Velcro Brand. Okay, this sucks, and there's a thousand different expensive and fancy ways to manage cables. But this, my friends, is the best way. Number one, it's a big ass roll. Number two, you can cut it to any size that you want. And number three, it's reusable. And just like that, the deed is done. Stop spending a ton of money to manage your cables. You're welcome. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. As I was walking into the office / studio, I stubbed my toe in the door, and now I can't feel shit. News. If you follow all things Apple, then you're probably already aware of this, but if you aren't, then I will fill you in, because that's my job. In the wake of all the latest shootings and violence happening in the world, in the latest emoji update for iOS 10, Apple has decided to remove the pistol emoji and instead replace it with a friendlier, harmless water pistol. Now, I know there's some of you out there right now that are probably like, oh my god, Tim Cook can't take away our guns. Second Amendment shit. Calm your tits. It's a picture. It's an emoji. In fact, I think we should replace all guns in real life with water pistols. The world would be a much better place. There would be no more violence. I take that back. There'd probably be still the same amount of violence, but it'd be violence with water instead of bullets. Do you see? Violence with water and not bullets seems a lot better to me. Just an idea. Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 is available on August 19th, and that's it. You can get it on August 19th. In the last episode, we talked about how the Windows 10 anniversary update is now available to the public, which now means, of course, that Adblock and Adblock Plus are now completely supported as an extension on the Edge browser, which I know a lot of you have been asking for over and over and over again for the longest time, so now you can have it. Of course, at times I am very much against Adblock, and then at times I'm for it. I understand that a lot of websites make your viewing experience really difficult because there's ads everywhere, and in that case, Adblock helps you in your experience, but other times it's kind of a dick move to block ads. Like if you block the ad before this video, that's kind of shit, but it's okay. Dropbox Paper, the direct competitor to something like Google Docs that allows you to create a document and collaborate and edit together in real time, is now available on iOS and Android. It has been available on the web. I haven't tried it yet. I'm just kind of like an avid Google Docs user. I've been using Google Docs for years, and in my opinion, Google Drive is far better than Dropbox, at least when it comes to pricing. So that leads me to want to continue to use Google Docs and not Dropbox Paper. I won't be using Dropbox Paper. I'll use Google Docs. Okay, guys, for the next story, I'm going to need your cooperation. For this one, we all kind of just have to pretend like we care. Okay? Okay. Microsoft has added 5 new AI bots to Skype, one of which allows you to compare vacation prices. My God, this is so interesting. The level of f**ks I have for this is very high. If I go check the f**k field right now, they're just growing uncontrollably at the moment. I care so much about this story, so much. In a move that Twitter has been refusing to do for the longest time, Instagram is soon going to allow you to add filters to exclude comments that include certain words. This is obviously in hopes to cut down on spam and harassment on the platform. It's a nice feature to give to users. Previously, all you were able to do if you got a mean comment or something that you just didn't like, you could go ahead and delete that comment, but that's only after you've already seen it and after a few other people have probably already seen it. This will completely cut off that comment right out of the gates. If it includes a certain word that you didn't want included, it won't post the comment at all. Boom, done. Easy enough, I think. The feature will be coming to everyone soon. Right now, it's only available to high-profile users or people that are dealing with high amounts of traffic that need to filter their comments, aka celebrities, but soon will be rolled out to everyone. Guys, it's time to bring back Ask FPT, the segment of the show where I take one question from you and I answer it for you. And today's question, coming from Twitter from MLP for Life, Heart, asks, Do you think Drake can win a rap battle against Eminem? Who's Drake? And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. You can follow us on Twitter @FrontPageTech. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.